Good morning. Today we are continuing our discussion of using an avuka, a torch, literally a torch, but not necessarily a torch, for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Not a plain candle that has one wick and one simple flame coming out of it. So we're going to continue and we're going to address a number of questions that relates to the proper use of an avuka, that quasi-torch that we use for Havdalah. Number one, is it required or is it just a good thing to do but not required? Number two, how do we exactly describe and define what are the requirements for this avuka? And number three, common question, you go camping, you're on a Shabbaton, and somebody forgets the Havdalah candle. Can you take two matches simply, put them together, and now we have our avuka, we have our torch? So we're going to start with the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that says that it's a mitzvah mina mufkar, the ideal way, a great way to do the mitzvah of Havdalah, the Havdalah candle, nishtamesh ba'avuka bishvil Havdalah, to use an avuka. We're calling it a torch, a quasi-torch. We'll explain what that means exactly, but that's the right way to go. The avuka is the ideal way, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, that the best way to do it is with an avuka. And the Rama tells us, and we'll address this in a little bit as well, Ner sheyesh lo shtei ptilot mikre avuka. The definition of the Rama as what an avuka is, this torch, is when you have a ner. It includes a candle that has two wicks. In other words, if you have two separate candles, apparently, the Rama doesn't address that. But he is addressing, if you have one candle that has two wicks coming out of it, that's an avuka. Apparently, we'd say the same. If you have two separate candles put together, that could be a torch as well. So, in fact, the Sefer HaAguda says something a little bit different. The Aguda says as follows, Shaptila she'ora chazak vaday nechshav kavuka. If you have a candle, a wick, that has very strong fire coming out of it. So the ore, the light that is coming, that is illuminating from it, is very strong. That is considered an avuka. That is considered a torch as well. This is very interesting. So the Sefer Aguda is basically telling us that you don't need, in order to fulfill this imperative, or at least this mitzvah min umuvchar, of using an avuka, avuka does not need to be defined as having two wicks, even if it has just one wick. But the fire coming out of it is very strong. That as well is considered an avuka. The Levush, the Brima Gadim, they disagree. They are of the view that you need multiple wicks in order for it to be considered an avuka, because that's what creates different colors of the fire that come out of the avuka. So multiple wicks would be the definition of an avuka. And even if you have just one wick with a ton of fire coming out, that would not be sufficient. And continuing, v'halavush and the prima garden, im haptilos yachad, if you have all those wicks together, it's not that they're separated by anything. For example, you have this Havdalah candle and they put 3, 5, 7 wicks, but all together in a lump in the middle, nothing separating them, no wax separating them. Heavy kamopsilava, that is just like having one thicker wick, and that is not considered an avuka. So we have here an important machlokas, the Aguda saying that even one wick, if it throws off a big flame, that is an avuka, and the Levush and the Prima Gadim say even if you have multiple wicks, but they're all together, that is simply considered one wick, one large wick, and it is not considered an avuka. An important machlokas is actually brought by the Be'er Halacha, who implies that you really should have two wicks, and in fact, that's what we quoted in the Ramash, a ner sheyesh lo shtei ptilot mikre avuka, that a ner, a candle that has two wicks, that is called an avuka. One wick would not be sufficient, even if it's a large fire. That would apparently be the view of the Ramah. Now, continuing in this concept of the Mishnah Berurah, if you have, he says the same, if you have many wicks, but they're all together, that's simply considered one wick. That's not an avuka. He continues as follows, however, if you have multiple wicks in the same candle, but they are separated by wax or some other substance, some other fatty substance, for example, kagun masha osi mishaavasha neros kluim yachad, for example, when they have when they make wax candles and they weave them together with multiple wicks, but there is wax in between them, or if you take two separate candles and you put them together at the time of saying borei me'orei ha'esh, that is all considered an avuka. So whether it's made one candle together with multiple wicks with separations, or if you put two candles or more together when you're saying Borei Marei Ha'esh, that is considered an avuka and continues the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham, which you have to do if you have those separate wicks, which you should have separate wicks. The fires should be together at the top. The fires should not be separated. For example, the wicks shouldn't be too far apart that the fire on each is not going to be touching. They indeed should be combined, touching together, and that is what makes it a torch. Now, some of the poskim say, like the Magen Avraham, we should be strict accordingly to have a candle made of wax. And the Orach HaShulchan explains as follows. When it comes to an avuka, this is made al pi kama neros, when you put a number of candles and they are made together, they are twined together, and it's impossible to do that with, for example, oil. Oil is not going to be a good separation between the wicks. You need something of substance that is really going to hold the wicks apart, and that is typically done, and ideally is done by shava, which is wax. Okay, that leads us to our final concept. Actually, we'll just quote the Shmir Shabbos Kihilchasa before the final question, which will also be the Shmir Shabbos Kihilchasa. So he brings a good synopsis of what we've been saying. So the Shmir Shabbos Kihilchasa says that the minhag is to designate a ner, a special candle that is made of wax, and to say the brach on it on Motzei Shabbos, Havdalah, not necessarily only Motzei Shabbos, but also Matzah Yontif, Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur, as we've talked about, you need a Ner Sheshava, so it's a little bit more complicated, actually. And Mitzvah Mina Mufcha, the ideal thing is to say the Bracha and on an Avuka that has a lot of light. So here we have both requirements. It should be an Avuka that has multiple wicks, and also it should be strong. The light should be strong. The flame should be strong. Just like a Ner Havdalah that we use, that we have a number of candles that are intertwined together or made specially with multiple wicks in it. And that's what we say the bracha on Lech Latchila. And he says, and we should be makbid that the Lehavot, which are the flames of each one, should be touching. However, says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilsa, and this is something that we have to pay attention to in our Havdalah candles, if you simply have a bunch of wicks together and they are not separated by wax, that is not considered an avuka. That is considered one large wick, and that's not fulfilling the ideal way to do the mitzvah with an avuka. Now, the last question is as follows. How about if you have two matches? Can you put two matches together? You get to the bracha borei mirei ha'esh, and that's what you have. You just have two matches. Can you light them, hold them together, and say the bracha on that? So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa continues as follows. If you don't have the classic avuka, if you don't have this classic Havdalah candle with multiple wicks that are separated, you can indeed yikach shnei neros, you can take two separate candles, or afilu shnei gafrurim, or you can even take two matches and you put them together, as long as the flames from each of them, be it the candles or be it the matches they are touching, that fulfills having an avuka. And then he ends off as follows, v'im ein lo ela ner echad. However, if you only have one candle, you don't have the classic Havdalah candle, you don't have two candles you can put together, you don't even have two matches that you can put together, if that's the case, then you can get by. It's not lechatchila, but you can get by with simply a classic one candle, like one of those Hanukkah candles that we light in our menorahs. That would be acceptable to say borei ma'areshan. It's not fulfilling the mitzvah mina mufchar, but indeed you can be yotze, have a wonderful day.